element as well. And of course, just, yeah, being, you know, listening to it at night in the woods with, you know, with the, you know, frogs and the peepers and the whippoorwills and just the, you know, the crickets and, you know, stars overhead. It just, there's just, it's, that's what, where it takes me when I listen to it.
Okay, well, why don't we listen to Caliphone with the song Apple right now on 3 for 30. Okay, the next artist that you have is Dr. Octagon with the song Blue Flowers. What's the connection there?
Well, not to bring back, I'd like to bring a Hamilton connection to this song for sure. One of my best mates of all time growing up and still to this day is a fellow Hamiltonian. He would call himself a Burlingtonian, or he was from Aldershot. But his name is Graham Walsh. And he's in a band now. Can I say their name out loud?
Why couldn't you?
Well, it's holy f-. They're kind of a Toronto electronic, you know, supergroup of mad scientists. And
sure.
And so Graham and I would shop at Dr. Disc and Cheapies all the time as kids, as teenagers. And he and I got our licenses at the same time. And we would just, you know, drive down there and listen to music and just, you know, sit there for hours and hours, you know, sifting through records. We just lived, ate, and breathed music. This was around 1996. But we weren't 19 yet. We were just, you know, driving around at night looking for Dairy Queen and burgers and not listening to Snoop Dogg and Dre like everyone else. Like, we were in our hip hop world. I mean, we were kind of interested in DJ Spooky and Mos Def and Common and kind of, you know, more conscious hip hop like Tribe Called Quest. And so he ended up getting this. He liked Kool Keith, and one of Kool Keith's side projects is Dr. Octagon. And he listened to it and played it for me, and it was just ridiculous from the get go. Like, call it paging Dr. Octagon, you know, like that. It starts with a sample like that, and it's very much in like the, you know, Kid Koala, Dan the Automator vibe. Yeah. It's but yeah, so that it really hit us, you know, in a really quick way that this is alternative hip hop. There was such a thing. Like, it wasn't gangster hip hop like NWA, and it wasn't, you know, joke stuff like Sir Mix-a-Lot. You know, there's a left side of hip hop too.
And the connection is you'll always associate that with Graham.
Yeah, he had a gray Pathfinder, a Nissan Pathfinder with, you know, huge wheels. And I just remember sitting in that and just putting CD after CD. We'd listen to Sonic Youth and Superchunk and this band called Polvo. Like, just weird, weird, weird bands that I still, you know, attribute to him a lot. And he and I turned each other on to a lot of good music over the years. And it was, you know, pre-internet and pre-streaming and all this kind of stuff. So we were just, you know, we were left to our own devices to find music. And, you know, luckily there was, you know, still newspapers and magazines and Exclaim and Chart that were showing us that there was, you know, that how to find college radio. But kids these days, they'll never know the struggles we had.
No, they won't, because they have Spotify.
Well, the crazy thing about Spotify, not to go on a Spotify tangent or Apple tangent, but since I have the Hamilton listeners at my fingertips, in 1996, for example, if you wanted an album that had 10 or 12 songs, if you wanted that, you had to buy it. You had to buy it for $15-$20 for album that had 10 to 15 songs, if you're lucky.
Yeah.
Now you spend $10 and you can have any album ever recorded on, you know, at your fingertips, you know, just at a click of a button.
Yeah.
So it's that value of music completely changed.
Yeah.
Enough. Imagine that. $20 for one CD, and now you have $20 for every CD.
Everything you ever wanted. Hey, why don't we spin the Dr. Octagon right now? Here's the song Blue Flowers on the 3 for 30.
Paramedic fetus of the East with priests. I'm from the church of the operating room with the strikes of force, scalpel since the Holocaust. I do indeed and greed, explore, meet the patients, back the rooms with the nurse with the voodoo curse. flight, standing at huge height. Back and forth, left wing, swing to north, east and south, with blood pouring down your mouth. I come prepared with the white suit and stethoscope, listen to your heartbeat, delete, beep, beep, beep. Your insurance is high, but my price is cheap. Look at the land, blue flowers. On down right from the hospital, it's a patient's work to keep the germs off the turf. Cybernetic microscopes and metal antidotes, two telescopes that magnify the eyes of a roach. Decomputer the cup of coffee, planning with my hand and astral planet detached, turn on rare foggers. Cut the light on the kid and turn it bright on. Supersonic waves combine and burn his brain waves. I see the mascot of evil, he's not Knievel. Shakespeare's gone, don't even think about him. Yes, as I go into the park, I see blue flowers draining green by the pond. Blue flowers, it's totally raining green. Boy, blue flowers, I smell the bees and the birds. Blue flowers, different aspects of life.
All right, your final choice is Mount Eerie with the song Real Death. Why this one?
So this one, I doubt anyone has ever played this song on college radio anywhere in North America. It's one of the saddest songs I've ever heard of, and it's from the saddest album of all time. And I can say that as, in my opinion, of course, just because I've listened to so much music over the years as a music nerd who's, you know, I'm kind of like a wine connoisseur of a certain type of music. And I, you know, listen to music, you know, when I go to bed, when I wake up, you know, in the car all day long. But I've never heard a record like this. What happened to this this singer-songwriter? He's a very cathartic singer-songwriter, and his, you know, name is Mount Eerie. He was in the Microphones before. That was his older band, and his name is Phil Elverum. Anyways, he's a very cathartic singer-songwriter. He just sings, you know, about whatever's happening in his life, and it's very lo-fi and home recorded. But his wife got cancer and passed away, and it's very, you know, that happens to a lot of people. A lot of people can identify with this.
Sure, yeah.
But it's a very, very hard album to listen to because every song is about, you know, their last backpack trip. You know, the room he can't go into anymore because that's where she passed away. The album's called A Crow Looked at Me, and it was, you know, he was on a hike and this crow was following him around, and he was wondering, is this you? You know, is this you? And then eventually at the end of the song he goes, actually no, you're not the crow, you're the sunset.
Oh,
you know,
okay,
like,
yeah.
Just like I've bawled so many times listening to this album. I'm not even afraid to admit it. It's so special and powerful and heavy. And, you know, I've had a few people pass away in recent years. So it was, and just, you know, I could identify, you know, especially with being married, you know, having your wife pass away, it's really hard it's hard that he even made it. I think it was part of his grieving process.
Sure, it sounds like it. That's exactly what it was. It was giving him the ability to grieve.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. some people use that with, you know, paint, you know, they either, you know, paint or write or, you know, go on a trip or, you know, or bottle it up inside. Who knows? Everyone has different ways to grieve and mourn. And it's weird to, you know, like this album so much. And like, I called it my best album of the year, 2017, but I felt conflicted about that, you know, as it's so sad. It's about someone else's suffering and grief.
Yeah, but it does make a connection to you. I can see that just by the way you're describing it, it would make a connection to someone who was going through something like that or fearing something like that later on in life.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
Absolutely.
And there's no record like it, you know. And in this song in particular, it's the first line is death is real. There's nothing to make art about. You know, that's his first line. But later in the song, he talks about, you know, he's catatonic walking down the stairs because someone's knocking on the door and it's the mailman, and he goes and you know, he's just raw from, you know, her recent death, but they have a toddler, and that's like so sad. Not to make it more sad, but he opens the package and it's a backpack for her future first day of school that mom's knocking them to see.
Yeah.
I mean, like, come on.
Yeah.
Like it's so heart-wrenching and beautiful and touching. And so I don't know, when I was looking through my catalog of music, I picked these three songs, you know, they're special to me and they're interesting, and it was a bit random, you know. I was kind of scrolling through and I just thought it's a good story as well.
It is. It sounds it. And okay, so I'm just gonna say right now, thank you for taking the time to share this music with us, Dylan, and I'm going to.
You're welcome. Thank you.
I'm going to spin Mount Erie Real Death for you right now on the 3 for 30.
Death is real. Someone's there and then they're not. And it's not for singing about. It's not for making into art. When real death enters the house, all poetry is dumb. When I walk in to the room where you were and look into the emptiness instead, all fails.
On the air at 101.5 FM.
just a dream in somebody's head. She pictures the broken glass, pictures the steam. She pictures a soul with no leak at the seam. Let's take the boat out, wait until darkness. Let's take the boat out, wait until darkness comes. Nowhere in the corridors of pale green and grey. Nowhere in the suburbs, in the cold light of day. There in the midst of it, so alive and alone. Must
you work here? Obviously, yes. How many people you know wear a name tag recreationally? What, you think I'm behind the counter because I got lost? Do I work here? No, I'm just dressed like this because I'm going to the midnight premiere of IKEA the movie.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
This is CIOI 101.5 FM. The Hawk is on the air.
You're listening to The Hawk 101.5 FM in Hamilton, Ontario.
Behind every person who is touched by cancer, there's a growing force fighting all types of cancer in communities across the country. The Canadian Cancer Society. Let's make cancer history. Call 1-888-939-3333 or visit cancer.ca.
The Reptile Store is now open for in-person shopping and ready to fill all your reptile needs. They're open 11 to 5 daily at the same place they've been for over 17 years. Stop by 467 King Street East in Hamilton and say hi to their knowledgeable and caring staff. If you're looking for something reptile-related, they've got it. The Reptile Store in Hamilton or online at reptilestore.ca. Your one-stop shop for all your reptile needs.
This is The Hawk, 101.5 FM, Hamilton's alternative.